Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Dream Chasers Radio, where we are always daring to be different. Get ready, get ready, get ready to be inspired. Let's get moving toward our goals. And here to make that happen is our host, Yaya Diamond. And here we are. We are daring to be different. Oh my gosh. I can't express enough how different I am. I like it. Oh, never mind. We're here at Dream Chasers Radio. This is the Yaya Diamond Show, a division of Dream Chasers Radio with our sister radio station in New York City, Bomb Baby Radio. And we're here to just give you another taste of what people are doing to move forward and how they're doing it. And they're doing it good, man. They're doing it and they're not making any excuses for it. We have the magazine owner here. I want her to intro herself. I want you to see that the beginning is a great thing. Welcome to the show. Tell everybody who you are and what magazine you represent and all that good stuff.
Hi, my name is Shakina, and I am the founder and owner of Diva Nairs. That's DIVA/Nairs, NAIRES, Diva Nairs. I started a magazine called Diva Nairs, The Inspired Woman. And it's basically going to feature women in the community that's owning businesses. It's also going to feature fall fashions, and it will feature its first issue in September of 2016. So I'm so excited about that.
That's awesome. That is awesome. So you're starting out. You have your website. You have the foundation is being laid. What do you find now that you have to do next to make it work?
Well, starting it, it's really weird because when I started, I tell everyone God gave me the name Diva Nairs, and he told me I'm going to make you, teach you how to make women millionaires. So when you hear the word diva, women, and the nairs at the end, you know, we always hear nairs with millionaires. Mm-hmm. So that's the start of it. First, I just took it as just going to be a T-shirt. So I had a T-shirt made with Diva Nairs on it, and I named it The Innovative Woman. So to me, that's all I thought it was going to be.
Oh.
For me. I was ready to stop right there. But as it gone further, I found out now I'm launching a perfume line. I'm launching a magazine, and also I have a launch party on July 29 where I will just launch all my products in one, and also going to have a few other T-shirts that I'm designing as well.
This thing has become a tree. It's got the root. It's got the trunk. But then you thought the trunk was the only thing that was going to happen.
Yes, I was done with that. Yes.
Girlfriend, I know how that is. Oh, my gosh, I know how that is. Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, wow. So, you know, are you willing to take a caller? Because we do have a caller online.
Yes. Yes,
awesome.
Please.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Caller, welcome to Dream Chasers Radio, Yaya Diamond Show. What can we do for you today? 704 actually, area code. I guess they don't want to talk.
Am I online?
Oh, you are. You are. What can I do for you?
Oh, I'm online.
You on air.
Oh, I'm Kina already know who this is.
Oh, Brandon. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm just here, man, supporting. You know, she definitely been working hard, out here making a name for herself out here in Charlotte. I'm just proud of her. I didn't know you was going to put me on the spot to come on air, but I'm just here for support. You know, I know she out there making a way for her brand. And it's gonna be something big. So yeah, her next event, July 29th. Come check out her launch party. You know, she doing the T-shirt, she doing the books, the magazine. she got her hand up in everything, you know, and we laugh mm-hmm. about it a lot, but it's unreal. So, you know, I'm proud mm-hmm. of her. She's doing her thing.
Thank you so much for calling in and being a support. That means a lot to her, I'm sure.
Yeah. Awesome.
Hey, maybe next time you're going to hear me next on your show. You know, you
know. Oh,
that's right.
But right now, I'm talking about Tina this time. And, you know, she's doing her thing. So,
she knows how to contact me. You tell her to hook it up, and she'll get you
I
in.
I sure will.
She's shining right now. She's getting her thing.
Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you so much. That's what's up. All right, I'm a listen, but I'm out.
Okay.
All right.
It feels good to have people that support you like that. When you find that comes through, and you see that reward coming from your work and just from your work ethic, how does that make you feel so far?
Yeah, it feels awesome because this was just something, an idea. Brandon knows me. He works with me the 9-to-5, you know. Mm. So, you know, hearing from someone that works the 9-to-5 with you and seeing where you're coming from and where you're going to and believes in that, that's priceless. So I really, really am grateful for him calling in and showing that respect and that love.
Mm-hmm. Now, today I had a meeting. You know, this is just, like I told you, just two girls talking. I had a meeting today, and I went to the place, walked in, and the gentleman said, the first thing that people said was, how did you get Yaya here? And I'm going, wait a minute, how did they know who I was? When you walk into a building now, are you finding that people are recognizing your face, recognizing you, saying you're this, you're that, and you're finding that that's kind of coming a little bit more often than not?
I see it only when I wear my T-shirt.
Ah.
When I wear my T-shirt, yeah, out in the public. I had, as a matter of fact, Friday I wore it to work. And then when I left work that day, as I stopped in the store, I stopped in three stores on the way home. And they was like, Devaneers, what's that? And I'm saying, I'm just surprised you know how to pronounce it, you know,
right.
Because some would say die, you know what I mean? Just the fact I'm grateful for that. But I was this is my brand now, and, you know, this is my company. I said, where can we find that shirt? And I said, I have some in my car, and I sold two that day.
Girl,
and so I think that, yes, we are a walking brand. And when you step out, you are the company you represent. It's not about the four walls that you are in, but you yourself is your brand. So you have to complement that brand in the best way you know how.
Definitely, definitely. With everything that you're doing, your perfume line, your scent line, I'm going to call it a scent line, your fashion line, because we have to expound on this, okay? Your magazine, everything that you're doing, when it becomes big, how prevalent do you believe in humility?
Oh, man. Through the whole process through, I believe, you know, without humbleness, you will fall. So I'm always humble, and, you know, just to think about where I came from. You know, I came from New Jersey, you know, I was born, you know, in New Jersey, and I come from the projects, and, you know, I had my daughter on my 15th birthday, you know, so I seen the streets, and I seen, you know, the world. But humbleness to me don't necessarily mean, you know, basically where you come from, because it's not where you come from, it's where you are. Humbleness means giving back. To me, you can say you're humble, but it's humbleness is an action word. Without giving back, there's no way you're expressing humility.
You know, that's important. I truly believe that you can go forward. Anybody can get, you know, if they believe in themselves with persistence, anybody can get where they want to go. But staying there, being there and staying there is where humble and humility comes in. That word is a very hard word to live up to, because it encompasses so many different things. When you putting out your magazine now, you have your launch party July the 29th in Charlotte, North Carolina. Exactly where is that going to be?
It's going to be 5118 Princess Street, and I hope I said the street address right. It's going to be 5118 Princess Street at 7 p.m. sharp. So we're going to have the runway there. You know, we're also going to have a comedian, Tasha Renee, who's the funniest woman I know personally. It's just going to be a ball. We're going to take pictures. We're going to drink. We're going to laugh. We're just going to have fun. It's a day of celebration.
Right. And this is day of celebration, your foundation. You know, I'm a true believer that when you set the foundation correctly, the building that is edified above can stand. What are the necessary steps that you found that you've had to go back to do to make sure that that is correctly done before you can move forward?
Yeah. The first thing that I know it sounds really cliche, but the first thing I really had to do was get with God. And the reason why I say that is because we leave God. We don't make him the foundation. We don't lay him down first and then build on him. So I think we want to call on God when everything is done or when we're in need or anything like that. But I believe that I had to go back to really find out who God was to me in order to hear what it is that he wanted me to do. You know, we move out on things and we tirelessly do things and build things and it just falls. But I really had to go back and seek him to see what it is that you want me to do. And to me, when he showed me this, there's no stress, there's no strain, there's no struggle. Everything is basically working itself out, and everyone that's supposed to be there to support is there, you know, and I'm not afraid to go forward because I know that he's with me. So I would say that would be my foundation. It's just knowing that, you know, I have the support of God.
That's important. Because, I mean, you know, and I find that to be the principal base of everyone that I know, that is their foundation. I recently saw some runners that qualified, you know, the 100-yard race, whatever it is. I'm not really a great, you know, fanatic on sports, but I saw the runner, and she ran her fastest personal time, plus she won the race, and it was the fastest time ever. So she beat her own time, and she got down on her knees in front of ESPN, in front of NBC, ABC, everybody. She says, "Praise God. Thank you, Jesus." And she just kept saying, "Hallelujah." And she was gone. That was it. She was gone. She was in her world. And people have to realize, I know, people have to realize that that's real. And you doing that, you putting him first, that's real.
And you know what, Yaya, you know, some people, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was saying, without him, the building crumbles.
That's it. That's it. Some people think you will have to be perfect. Some people would think that you have to have everything right in life, have to have all your ducks in a row. But if you come to him as you are, he's going to show you what it is that you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, I truly believe that, too. It is a wonderful thing to have you on the show. Thank you so much for being on the show. You know, Diva Nairs, you have to realize, and I'm going to give you a little bit of a hint, when you start something, it does explode. And that explosion causes more things to kind of, you know, it's like that rain theory. Okay, you know how when they build a canal or they dig a canal or they dig a little water, whatever, reservoir.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's nothing in there. There's just water, right? But then all of a sudden the rain comes, and all of a sudden it stops. A couple of months later, there are fish. Why? I'm going to tell you why. Because there's something called, you know, rain, evaporation, then rain, evaporation.
Yes.
So then that are seeds. Okay, and eggs that rise up from the ocean, and those eggs are carried up. Can you imagine this? The eggs are in the little molecules of water that evaporate up into the air, and they go up into the clouds. Fish live in the clouds. And then they fall. And they fall into the canal, and they fall into the reservoir. The next thing you know, you got goldfish.
How the heck did they get there?
When you're doing something with your life, when you're doing something with your business, remember that rain Remember that rain? Everybody says, rain on me, rain, you rain. And
yes,
says, rain.
Yes.
And the lettuce, child, that bring a whole bunch of seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And a whole bunch of eggs.
Yes.
So remember that. You will always, always be successful in your business. Remember, your business is not just one thing. Because as you're doing one thing, there's the rain coming, girl. And when the rain comes, you're going to have some more stuff to do, okay?
Some more mouths to feed.
And that is a blessing.
Oof.
And I want to thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much. You have the launch party.
Oh, no problem. You have your launch party again on July 29th in Charlotte, North Carolina. Tell everybody again where they can reach you and all that good stuff.
Again, my website is Diva, that's D-I-V-A, / Nairs, N-A-I-R-E-S.com. They also can reach me by email. My email address is thediva@divanairs.com or by phone at 704-524-9414.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you again for being on the show. Continued success. You know, when you're doing everything, just give us a shout. You know how to reach us and let us know what's going on in your life. We'll have you back on the show. There, we have three radio stations here. Believe me, I know about multiplication because I started with one and I got three.
Oh, my
okay.
goodness.
So I know. But the foundation is laid. So, you know, you can't put a limit on what you do. You just got to do it.
You're
when
right.
it appears, you
yes,
just take
ma'am.
A hold of it and say, okay, we're going to run with this too.
Yes,
so,
ma'am. You're so right.
Thank you for being on the show. Divinaires, you guys, make sure that you're a divinaire. Make sure that you know what that means. It's
right.
always a positive thing. And I tell you one thing, I appreciate your business and I appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you again, Yaya, for having me. You have a blessed night.
Thank you. You do the
Bye-bye.
Same.
Bye.
You see, what this is beautiful. When people are there doing their thing and they're edifying, they're building, they're edifying their business, they're laying their foundation, it is important to put the most important piece at the bottom. And for her, that's God. You know, you have to do that. If you don't, everything that you build on top of it will just cease to exist. It won't even be able to go to the first floor. You have to do that. And at Diva Nairs, when she wears her T-shirt, people recognize the T-shirt or they're asking what it is. You have to be your own cheerleader. You got to go out there, hip, hip, hooray. You got to jump up and down. You got to shake your pom-poms. You got to pop up, you shake your pom-poms. And you say, yay, me. Now, look, she's doing her own. Okay, let me go through this. She's got her magazine. She's got her clothing line and her scent line. The girl's going to explode. Persistence is key. If she keeps going, which she probably will, because we always encourage people to just keep going no matter what. There's going to be ups, there's going to be downs, there's going to be setbacks, there's going to be everything. Everything's going to come at you. But it doesn't mean that you stop. Actually, that's a good thing to come at you because then you either say yay or nay, and you move forward and you keep going. Don't stop because you're right at your victory. When you're getting really, really overloaded, you are right at your victory. Let me tell you a story about being right at your victory, okay? I am a singer. I sing with the former lead singer of The Temptations. I go out on the road as Hitsville Live Show presents. Glenn Leonard presents Hitsville Live Show. We go out on the road. I sing with them. I've opened up for the Supremes. I've opened up for Rare Earth. I've opened up for so many different people. I've opened up for Mary Mary. They're beautiful people, by the way. I've opened up for so many people. Oh, my gosh. But I never really focused on me. It was always opening up for this person, open up. So now I really started to focus on me. I put out my sixth solo CD. That's right, six. All right. I have songs from the 90s that went number one. I was on the Grammy ballot. Everybody says, oh, you were Grammy nominated. It's the Grammy ballot nomination. So it's a Grammy nomination. 8 times for writing and songwriting and singing. great. That was like my highlight. If I never even get a Grammy, I mean, that was like, wow. I've sang with the Commodores. I've done all these things. But without my father in my life, without Yah, I call him Yah. She says God. I say Yah. And Yahshua. She says Jesus. I say Yahshua. Same person. I wouldn't have done anything. It wouldn't have happened. And now I have a manager and I have a publicist. Now, you know why all this kind of happened? Because I said, forget it, I'm going for it, that's it, I'm doing it. And then the radio stations started coming, and then Bomb Baby Radio came and said, we want to syndicate your radio show. Okay, here's the radio show. I'm sending out the radio show every week to Bomb Baby, and they're broadcasting it to millions of people in New York City. Great! Do I stop? No. I just keep going. You know why? Wouldn't have it any other way. I have my vacation time coming up, which I'm still going to be doing the radio, but I have my vacation time coming up with my family in a couple of weeks. I'm slammed. This is 4th of July. I am singing every night this week, and I'm going to do the radio show tomorrow night. You have to be dedicated, but the first thing that you have to do is get your life in order. And you have to have a solid foundation, and that is what she has with Divineers. And that's what I have, and that's what you should have. And I praise her for starting something, and I know she's going to do it. And she's going to be great at it, and she's going to get her ups, and she's going to have her downs. And guess what? It comes with everything. Everything has ups and downs. Everything. Everything you start, everybody's had it. This is nothing new. You just go through it. You go through. So I want to thank every person that's ever been on the show. I want to thank you all. Hey, hit me up. I have my website as well, but you guys just put my name in there and you'll find me. I don't want to take anything away from anybody that's been on the show. But I also want to let you know that I will be traveling soon, and I'll be in your neck of woods, and let's see where the radio show will take us. And also, we do have the traveling blues lady. Don't forget about her. She is traveling. She's homeless this month, and she's given up everything and stops everything to go to every blues festival that she can go to for the next 30 days until she gets her new place in August in Hawaii. So the girl's crazy, but she's doing it, and I love her for it. And I want to thank everybody for being on the show and for tuning in. For those who tuned in now and then tuning in later, thank you so much for listening to the show. This show will be aired on Bomb Baby Radio Network in front of millions of people, and I'm not sure when. We don't have control over that, but, hey, don't forget to tune in to Dream Chasers Radio tomorrow, because me and the founder, I am CEO and founder of Dream Chasers Radio, and the CEO and founder of Bomb Baby Radio Network will be on the air tomorrow night to go through all our ups and downs with you. Thank you for tuning in, and good night, everybody. Don't forget, hey, continue, baby, to dare to be different.